Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on this Monday morning. Monday, March the 15th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour, and I hope everybody remembered to set their clocks an hour ahead, spring forward, on, I guess it was yesterday, March the 14th. And you know what? I'm staring at a clock right here in the studio that has not sprung forward. So I am going to attempt to set this right now, which could really be a mess, because to be honest with you, this is a weird clock. I don't know why it is so hard to set this clock. You know, it's a lot easier to spring forward than it is to fall back. So, okay, well, I think we sprung forward there a little bit, but now we're off about a minute. Okay, you know what? I think we're actually almost exactly on time. You know, this brings up a question here, and there's a lot I want to talk about this morning. But, I think that's actually, let's see, 8:15. Oh, no, we're a minute behind. 8:16. Well, see, we have one of these, what is it called here? Radio-controlled clocks and thermometers that sit on the desk here. Well, here is the problem with this radio controlled clock and thermometer that I have never really understood. And you've got to time this just right to the second or it will not set. So we've got 15 seconds here before we can set this. So bear with me here for a second so we can get the exact right time, about 10 seconds from now. But there's a question I want to ask about this radio controlled thing. Okay, 5 seconds. Let's see if we can time this just right. 2 seconds, 1 second, and I think we're exactly on time now. Okay. What other radio host would do that right on the air? No professional one, that's for sure. All right, I think we're exactly right on time now. Okay, here's the thing. We've had this clock since probably day one, near 7 years ago, and it's digital, and it sits here on the desk. Now, somebody needs to explain this to me, because it's a radio-controlled clock and thermometer, and it works just fine, and it's got the time on it, and it's got the date on it, and it's got the temperature in the studio, and it's got the day of the week. Now, here's how this has always worked. When we started back in the mall, for some reason, some days it would automatically set, and some days it would not automatically set. Because the theory behind this is that it is controlled by a radio signal, which I believe is out at the Marion Airport. Now, I may be wrong about that, but it was my understanding that it is out at the Marion Airport or coming out of a central location. And there is a little icon on this, or symbol, I guess we should say, there is a little symbol on this clock that does show when it's picking up radio signals. I've seen it work before. So when we were back in the mall, sometimes that would work and sometimes it wouldn't. And a matter of fact, sometimes it would set it to the wrong time. You would set the clock and lock it in place, and then that radio signal would pick up, and it would set it to a completely different time. So the entire time we were at the mall, that went on. Well, then we moved over to the Beltone building on East Center Street, and it started working perfectly. The pickup was good. It found the time all the time. It always set the clock correctly. The date was always right. The day of the week was always right, and everything worked perfectly. Well, about a year and a half ago, when we moved to this location, in September of 2019, I believe it was, it stopped working altogether down here on West Center Street. The little symbol that shows it's picking up signals does not work at all. The clock never sets itself. The date is completely wrong. It's saying it's January 10th, 2002. So, does anybody know the reason for that? Now, I always thought the reason it did not pick up signals out at the mall was maybe we were too far out of the range out there on Delaware Avenue, because we were in the county, because the county line is right there at the end of Delaware Avenue before you go out to the mall. Kroger is in the county, the mall's in the county, so on and so forth. So I thought when we moved to East Center Street, it should have worked fine, and it did. But moving to West Center Street, what, a mile and a half up the road, now all of a sudden it doesn't work. Go ahead, caller.
You're right, that is, it's an iconic truck, and it does pick up a radio signal, but it comes out of Colorado, I believe.
Oh, is it Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If it's coming out of Colorado, why does it work on East Center Street, but not West Center Street?
Well, you're inside a building, and if there's a lot of metal in that building, it's not going to work.
So even though we were in the lower level of the Belltone building, it would work there, but
right.
But because possibly this building has a lot of metal in it, it does
yep.
not work.
Yep. Yeah, it's not the signal's not getting through. Now, if you would take it out front and on the street, you'd probably get it.
Well, you know, one thing I've never understood about it was, because I assume this atomic signal that possibly comes out of Colorado is constant, but even back yep. on East Center Street, you know, it didn't reset all the time. Like if the batteries would go dead or something and we'd replace the batteries, you would have to wait a couple hours, and then it would reset.
And radio waves are funny. Radio waves are like a Wi-Fi signal. You can have a real strong Wi-Fi signal, and 30 seconds later, you got a hassle because a lot of things come into play.
Well, I've always been amazed.
In the summertime, in June or July, when you get a lot of sunspots, Charlie could have explained this to you better. He studied that a lot.
Well, you know, I used to ask Charlie about this because he was with us back at the mall, and he could mm-hmm. never understand why it worked 50-50 at the mall. That sometimes yeah. it would work, and sometimes it would not work. But when we went to Belltone, it worked perfectly.
Yeah, it's a radio signal, and there's a lot of different things that can interrupt the signal. It's like AM and FM. You know, AM is a direct line, FM bounces.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. Because the signal of this station, and I get this question a lot, because we are a station that is designed to cover Marion County, and we do cover all of Marion County, but some days you can get us to the Delaware McDonald's, some days you can get us into Upper Sandusky.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Now, but then some days you can't.
Right.
So it just...
A lot of it has to do with the weather.
FM radio really does have a... If the weather is steady, hot
yeah.
or cold, the signal will go far. But if there's, like right now, where 1 week we're in the 50s and 60s, and then the next week we drop back down into the 40s and 30s, you
right.
will notice the signal does not go as far that week.
A lot of time it's cloud cover, or if there's electrical interference in the clouds, you know, if there's a storm coming or something, that'll interrupt it. Because a lot of times I'll be out on the east side of town, say out around Caledonia, and you fade in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, I have heard, and like I say, I have always been able to get us to Upper Sandusky, and I have always been able to get us, at the very least, to Waldo, but yet, there are people in Caledonia who have trouble picking it up, and I don't understand that.
Same way in Prospect. Sometimes you come in good in Prospect, sometimes you don't.
But we always
drive all around.
Well, but it's you're right, and that's. But we always come in good in Richwood, and we always come in good in. What's the other place? Bucyrus. Bucyrus picks us up very good
yep.
because we have
yep.
Prizewood. So why do we always come in good in Bucyrus, which is far further away than Prospect?
A lot of times the signal bounces off of buildings too, and you got a lot of buildings downtown there. And, you know, the radio waves aren't going to get through. So, and there's a lot of electrical wires around there, too. So that may have some bearing on it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's, Well, it's always difficult to explain it to somebody, because somebody in prospect will say, well, I don't get it over here. The signal must not go very far. And I say, well, you can get it in Bucyrus. And it's hard to explain that whole ionosphere thing.
You just tell them to drive down the street in Prospect and they'll pick it up.
Well, that's true. If you're driving down the street in Prospect, you're fine.
You know, that's what it is. It's an atomic clock, and it's hard to explain, but, you know, there's so many factors come into play that it's not easily explainable.
No, it's not. And you know what? Maybe if we ever move again, we'll move to a place that doesn't have a lot of metal in it, and our clock will start working again.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah,
thank you. That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, this atomic clock, but I can guarantee it is set now. But one of the things about being in a building with a lot of metal in it, which apparently this building is that once you set this clock, it's done. Even though the date is wrong and the day of the week is wrong, the time stays right because no signal ever comes in and changes it. For some reason, that signal that comes in out of Colorado, apparently, sometimes it would change it in the Beltone building, and it would change it to a time that it was not, even though you hadn't touched it. So there are pros and cons to everything, but did everybody remember to set their clocks? You know, it did not seem this year like there was a whole lot of talk about that. Usually the meteorologists love to talk about that. The news people love to talk about that. Everybody loves to talk about that. But this year I didn't hear a whole lot about it. I mean, I heard it. People said it. It was posted, but it was not made a big hoopla like it normally is. Now, we'll hear the big hoopla this weekend, because I think this weekend, is it this weekend, the first day of spring? Let's see, the 19th is Friday. Sunday, I guess, would be the first day of spring. Although they're already saying the 20th will be the first day of spring. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, have you tried moving that clock around?
Well, we like to sit it.
Spots?
Well, I'll tell you, the funny thing is we like to set it on the desk in the studio because we use it to keep time so we hit our breaks on time. So I guess we could set it in another room, but it wouldn't do us much good in there, I guess.
Well, I'd at least try it.
So you think it might have something to do with the spot in the studio?
Oh, yeah, you know, the metal could affect it, but... You know, I have an antenna indoors, and I have to move it quite often because the signal will change in the house.
Well, it does, especially depending on the weather. Now, once
depending on the weather, and
now once we get into summer, as long as there is not a major storm going on, usually it'll stay pretty steady.
Might try moving it around maybe a little bit and see if it starts working in other spots.
So did you remember to set your clocks ahead on Sunday morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't set the one in the car yet, but...
Well, did you think there was not as much coverage about that this year as there had been?
Yeah, I don't think... you didn't hear it on TV as much.
No, usually that's all...
Definitely not on TV, and I don't think... I listen to your station quite often. You guys didn't talk about it a whole lot either, I don't think.
No, you know, this is the... And I'll tell you why that happened, because we taped Friday's news. We taped it on Thursday, and usually we do put a little thing in there on those weekends to remember to spring forward or fall back. But to be honest with you, when I taped it on Thursday night, it had been talked about so little, it wasn't even in my mind on Thursday night. That was going to happen, and even into Friday. To be honest, on Saturday, I went out with some friends, and we had a little conversation about it in the car, and really nobody in the car was thinking about it. And this was just hours before it was about to happen.
I noticed Friday you didn't have the show from 8 to 10.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that. There's a reason for that. Actually one of the first things I'm going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, I tuned in to listen to it, and I said, well. He said earlier today he's going to have it.
Yeah, I had every intention to do it, but something happened during the day.
I'm blaming it on Angie, huh?
No, I can't blame this one on Angie, unfortunately. I'll have to tell the truth about this one. This was all my fault.
Oh. Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And I do want to remind everybody, well, I guess announce to everybody, I don't know that this is a reminder, that coming up from 9:15 to 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to have a report from the big wrestling event that went on this past weekend over at Harding. We had somebody over there covering that event, so we will find out who covered that event and all the information coming up from 9:15 to 10 o'clock this morning. We'll get the big wrestling report of what happened this past weekend at Harding. It was the big event last year that got canceled because of the pandemic, and it was back this year. So stay tuned, 9:15 to 10 this morning. We'll get a report on that and many other things. All right. Now, okay, Friday night show. I did want to talk a little bit about this because I know a lot of you listen, and I found out how many of you listened when we did not do the show last Friday night, which is, I think, the only time since that show started. I think that show's been on for about a year and a half now, Friday night, 8 to 10 on this station, that it did not happen, was last Friday night. Well, here's what happened, and this is all my fault. I cannot put this on anybody else. And I, to be honest with you, I don't know that I've ever had this happen during a show, but I'll explain it to you. On Friday morning last week, and you know I was on Friday for 5 hours, I woke up last Friday morning with a headache. Now, I've had a headache before in my life, and that's no big deal, but I had a headache when I woke up last Friday morning before I came here. And I was going to take some Tylenol, but I did not want to take them on an empty stomach because I knew I would be here for at least 5 hours on Friday, and I knew there was no food here, so I didn't want to take the Tylenol and then go 5 hours without eating anything through breakfast and lunchtime. So Friday morning, as I was coming in, when I stopped at McDonald's to get my large Diet Coke, I also stopped and got a sausage patty to make sure there was something in my stomach. And then I took the Tylenol, and I came here and I did the show. Now, for the majority of the 5 hours on Friday morning, I felt pretty good. Now, the headache, it never totally went away, but I felt enough, you know, clearly well enough to do the show. So I had this headache all morning Friday. Well, during the last hour on Friday, right from noon to 1, the headache really picked up. And I was really noticing that it was kind of really in my eye is where it felt like it was really throbbing. The back of my head hurt and my eye hurt. So I thought, okay, This is painful. So I had an errand to run when I left here on Friday. So actually, I had two errands to run. So I left here on Friday about 1:30, and my head at that point was just felt awful. So I left here at 1:30, and I went and I did one of the errands, and I was going to go do the second one, and the headache was so bad, I thought, you know, I have to go home and take some more Tylenol, because this is just, it's driving me nuts. So, I did the one errand, and then I went home, and I took some more Tylenol, and I laid down to kind of relax the headache. And, you know, it did feel better. It did not go away, but it did feel better. So, about, I'm going to say around 5 o'clock on Friday, I got up and started moving around again because I knew I was going to come in here, and I felt fine at home, just aside from the little bit of headache that was left. I took some more Tylenol. What else did I do? I answered some emails. I got some things ready for the Friday night show. Did a few things. I felt okay except for the headache. Okay, so then I get into the car, and I thought, well, okay, I've got time. I'm going to go run this errand I didn't do earlier on today, tonight. I'm going to go run it before I go up to the radio station last Friday night. So I go, and I run this errand, and I get to the place where I'm running this errand, and when I got there, I noticed I was kind of feeling nauseous. Now, not horrible, but for some reason, that car ride made me a little nauseous. So I still had the headache, but I was also a little nauseous. And I thought, man, this is really not feeling well. So I thought, maybe I need to eat something. Because really all that day I had was that sausage patty in the morning, and then I'd had maybe a couple bites of cottage cheese in the afternoon. That's all I'd had. So I drove back home, and again, feeling pretty nauseous and still having the headache, got back home, and I felt like I did not want to get in a car again, which is why the show did not happen on Friday night. I after that car ride and getting nauseous, because I was not nauseous before the car ride, I thought, you know, I do not want to get in the car again and have this happen. Plus, at that point, at 8 o'clock on Friday night, the nauseousness had really not cleared up. It didn't clear up until later, much later that night. So that's why there was no show on Friday night. And, you know, nothing ever got any worse than that. It was just the headache behind the eye, the headache in the neck, and the nauseousness. And I laid around on Friday night, and somewhere like around 6 or 7 the next morning, the nauseousness was gone, and the headache was gone, and I was able to get back in a car Friday, and the headache, like I said, it was gone, but it was sore. My neck was sore, and my eye, honestly, was actually a little sore on Saturday. But I got in a car, went around, I pretty well ate normal on Saturday. So, I don't know what that was, to be honest with you. So, this is why I'm bringing it up. This is why there was no show last Friday, although we did try to get a repeat on. I think the first half of the repeat played, but the second half did not. Does anybody know what that might have been? Because I've had normal headaches before, but that was definitely different. And also, I don't understand why getting in the car made me nauseous, I guess is the best term to, brought on nausea is the best term to say here. Because it never, I don't know why getting in the car did that, because until I got in the car, that had not happened. Go ahead, caller.
It sounds like my migraines.
Oh, is that what happens to you?
Well, I've never had a headache across the forehead, and when I was about 21, I started getting in the right eye a real sharp pain, and I would get sick, and I was in bed all day. And then when I got up, it was like nothing, but the back of my by my ear, I think it kind of swelled, but it did it like every month. When you go through the menopause, mine went away. And I've never had a headache since about 87. But the thing is, a couple of times it tried to go over in the other eye, and I just have to lay down and I couldn't eat or anything. And because I've never had a regular headache, I just don't have headaches. But that... So a lady had told me at Ola Mills when I was getting the kids' pictures, she said, when you go through the menopause, it'll leave. But the doctors told me, well, it's chocolate. So for years, I'd make fudge. I wouldn't eat a bite of chocolate. One said it was sinus and stuff. But I couldn't take any pills. If I took anything, it just came up. So I just had to suffer them out.
Well, now, here's the problem. And it very well could be that. But I don't think I'm going to be going through menopause. So how do I get rid of these things?
No, Jim Gannell has those real bad. Remember that doctor got in trouble at that show? He was giving him medicine, too.
Oh.
He has them real bad. And I know a guy, I don't know what, I don't know if they call them cluster headaches, but migraine something. There's a bunch of different ones. And this one guy I know, he would have, more than one a week. And I think you can go get shots. But a lady out at Bucyrus, her daughter was an attorney up in Akron over a bunch of lawyers, and she had a real bad. So they put her in the hospital and gave her this new medicine, you know, to get the old out. So when she went home, she had the next one. She took the medicine, laid down, and she never got back up.
Oh.
So you have to watch, and this has been like now 20 years ago. So you have to watch some medicines because, and stuff.
Well,
so,
here's what was strange about it for me, because like I said, I've had a headache, and I don't get them very often, but I've had a headache. But what I could not figure out was, what, because it was behind my eye, and it was in the back of my neck. And
was it the right eye?
it was my, let's see here if I have to think. It was my left eye.
Okay, mine was my right eye.
Left eye. But here's the thing about it that was strange to me. Because when I was getting ready to come in here on Friday, I had the headache. There was no doubt about it. But I was not nauseous. I just had the headache. But when I got in the car, for some reason, getting in the car just totally put me over the edge nausea-wise. And I don't know why that was.
Yeah, well, everybody's different. And I think there's quite a few different ones of them. Maybe chocolate does cause somebody to have them and different things. But I know mine was, I didn't figure it out. Like every month, like clockwork, I would have one and stuff. And towards the end, I figured it out because I had them when I was about 21 till I was in my late 40s and stuff and things. But every month, I had one of those things. So
did you ever, all those years you had them for more than 20 years till you went through menopause, did you ever find a way to deal with them besides just laying down?
No, because I would be down, and if I ate anything, I would be vomiting and stuff. And I realized as I got more towards the end of the menopause, I could even go into work and I could take an aspirin. Because I had never taken, growing up, I'd never taken any medicine, aspirin or anything. But if I tried to take anything, it would just come up. So I just knew I had to suffer through them. And it's a real bad pain. And it didn't feel like somebody cutting your eye out, but I have a friend, she had them real bad, and hers was in her eye, too, and she said it felt like somebody, you know, cutting your eye out, so.
Well, you know what it reminded to me, and I don't know why this sensation, but it felt like somebody, and I don't know what this would feel like, but it reminded me of somebody, like, driving a nail in your eye because it throbbed.
Just hurt. Mine was a real bad pain, and it just hurt. It didn't let up. It just hurt.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate the information.
Yeah, you could check it out, and if you're eating something different, because I know one doctor told me sinus, and it wasn't, and one said chocolate for years. I would just touch a piece of chocolate. And then somebody said, well, the kids, they make you nervous. They're doing that. And it didn't, because it would be mild, and I wouldn't even be having one. And then if I did yell at them, you know, and stuff, just the opposite. So it wasn't that either. And then finally I figured it out.
So what was the end result of it? What did you think? Menopause?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was it. And then they quit.
Okay, well, hey, yes. Thanks for the information.
Goodbye.
All right. Now, does that sound accurate to everybody out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. Big wrestling report coming up next hour, among other things. And that will be a lot of fun. But I don't know what that was. But boy, I will tell you, it hurt. And I'm trying to think. I know I did not eat anything out of the ordinary on Friday morning, so I don't know what I would have eaten on Thursday that would have triggered that. I don't know what it would have been, but I know that was not good. And like I said, the weird thing of it to me was I don't know why getting in a car caused it to kick up into such a nausea. Because just sitting there or being at home, moving around, I my head hurt. But, it wasn't really my head. It was more my eye, my left eye, and the back of my neck. You know, that all hurt. But it wasn't causing any kind of nausea. But once I got in the car, it was all downhill from there. All downhill from there. So I don't know what brought that on, because I don't know on Thursday if I ate anything out of the ordinary. Not that I can think of. Nothing that I haven't eaten before recently. I don't know. Does anybody else have these issues? Or know how to get rid of them? See, now that's the important thing. Because if I had known how to get rid of it on Friday night, I would have been in here. And even if I had not gotten the nausea, I still would have been in here because I had the headache on Friday morning. It was the idea of getting back in the car that I was not keen on. So that was the big issue. So, Does anybody have any tips on how to get rid of these things when they come on? Because I would not necessarily want to go through that again. And I wonder what brings it on. That's always the question, I guess, we ask ourselves. What brings on these horrible things? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it definitely sounds like a migraine.
Uh-oh.
Thankfully, I'm not someone who ever gets headaches, but I've had one or two over my lifetime, and it's like you're being stabbed right in the eye or the brain, or, yeah, they're no fun. But I do know that if it happens again, caffeine helps. So maybe drink a Mountain Dew, or, you know, there's caffeine tabs you can take. So maybe give that a try.
Well, you know what was funny? When it first came on, do you have any idea why the car ride brought on the nausea?
There's something in the brain that controls both of those senses, the nausea and the motion sickness. There's a portion in the brain that controls both of those, so I think sometimes they go hand in hand. Isn't that an awful feeling, being car sick?
Well, it is, because I kept thinking to myself, you know, the headache was bad enough, and had I known getting in the car was going to bring on all this nausea, I just would have stayed out of the car.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's miserable.
Well, but it was interesting because, you know, once I got nauseous, I went back home, and I had not eaten much that day because I didn't feel real good, so I really still didn't have an appetite, especially once I got nauseous, but I said, okay, you know, I'm going to have a diet soda, and I'm going to have some French fries, which is something I normally don't eat, but I thought, you know, I can probably tolerate that, and maybe the potato-ness of it, the carbohydrate of it, will help this. Now, you know, the nausea did go away probably by 1 or 2 in the morning, so I don't know if that helped it or hurt it. I know I did not have any issues. Nothing came up, thank goodness.
Sometimes when you have nausea, the best thing to do is to put something in your stomach. That's why they tell pregnant ladies to, you know, keep crackers, you know, munch on a couple crackers. So maybe eating did help.
Well, it might have, and it was funny, though, because by the time Saturday morning had come around, the headache was gone, but my eye and neck were sore, and the nausea was pretty well gone. So I was doing some things on Saturday morning that I did not get done on Friday night, and I took a shower and got ready and all that. But when it came time to get in a car on Saturday, because I was going to go run some errands that I did not get done on Friday, I thought, ooh, I was nervous getting in a car on Saturday because I thought even with this soreness, I'm afraid it's going to kick it up again, and I'm going to be, you know, laying around nauseous. Now, thank goodness that didn't happen, but boy, when I was in the car, I certainly thought about it.
Yeah, it makes you think twice.
it does, but I just, that is the most uncomfortable feeling, to have something behind your eye. And I kept thinking, I wonder if this is causing motion sickness.
I actually went to the emergency room when I had mine, and they basically give you an anti-nausea medication, a pain medication, put you in a dark room with a cold cloth over your eyes, and you just kind of have to sit it out.
Now,
I do know from past experience that caffeine definitely does help.
Now, how long is the duration of the, like, if I felt one coming on and I put the cold cloth on my head, drank a little caffeine, how long would I have to lay there to work this thing out?
I'm not sure. I mean, the caffeine would kick in within probably half an hour, but as far as how long, I don't know. I mean, that could vary. I do know that there's a criteria for, a lot of people have to take medication for it, but you have to have so many episodes per month, I think, to be put on medication. And boy, I don't envy those people. I've got a couple friends who have them all the time, and it's miserable. And, you know, the medication helps, but I feel for them. It's definitely painful, not fun.
Is it a brain or a muscle? What brings on a migraine?
There's so many different. It could be like your previous caller said. It could be a certain food. It could be change of seasons. There's so many. It could be stress. You know, it's hard to tell.
Well, the only
brains
thing
are complex.
The only thing I could think of Friday, because I was trying to think of it, and I really had not eaten anything out of the ordinary. But last week was a weird weather week from what we had had.
Yeah.
You know, we had come off this very, very Arctic burst that we had had, and then all of a sudden we were up in the 50s, and I believe by Friday we were even in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if that had something to do with it.
It could have been, laid wrong on a pillow at night and you wake up with a prick in your neck and that will trigger a headache.
You know what?
It could be.
It's funny you say that because I've never brought this up on the air. Now, this is not a migraine or any way I felt like on Friday. But I have my bedroom that I sleep in my house, and then I have a guest bedroom that has a bed in it. Now, don't ask me why, but for some reason, every so often, I would go and I would sleep in the guest bedroom. It's just weird, but I did. But for some reason, when I would sleep in the guest bedroom, I started to notice that like 90% of the time that I slept in there, I would wake up with a headache. And I don't know what that is.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Pillows, maybe?
I don't know. I wonder if it is the pillows, because it's different it's a different bed, it's different pillows, it's a different blanket. I don't know. I do not know what it is about sleeping in that bed that brings on a headache.
Hmm. Is the air quality in there any different?
I wouldn't think so. It's vented just like the rest of the house with central air. I don't know what it is about sleeping in that bed that brings on headaches.
That's interesting, yeah. And maybe the pillows. Maybe it's just not supporting your neck like it should, and that will definitely cause a headache.
Well, it's interesting because I've brought this up to people, and one person did tell me that they thought it could have been that the pillows are firmer and the bed is firmer because, many people sleep in it. And that it's a lot less firm than the bed I sleep in every night. And the pillows I use every night, well, obviously they're not as firm because I use them every night. So that the change in that could be causing the issue.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a good bet. You know, your body's so used to sleeping a certain way every single night and you change it like that. And maybe, that would make sense to me.
All I know is, there are worse things to have than a headache, I would think, but nausea on top of it was certainly no pleasurable thing.
Well, I'm glad it's gone now.
Yes,
nobody
thank goodness.
Nobody wants to start a Monday like that.
No. And thank goodness, because the rest of the weekend was pretty decent. The weather this weekend, I thought was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, so nice. We've spent a lot of the whole weekend outside and cleaning the garage and it's just nice to get out.
Did you spring ahead? Remember to spring ahead, okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate the information. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a good week, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Remember the big wrestling report coming up from 9:15 to 10 a.m. this morning. This should be interesting. I'm sure among other things we will discuss once we get past the wrestling. I'm interested to get the report because this will be a first-hand account of what actually happened. And, I really don't know what this person knows about wrestling, but we'll find out firsthand here from 9:15 until 10 a.m. this morning, the big wrestling event that went over at Harding this past weekend, I think it was. We'll get the full report coming up here at 9:15. All right, does anybody else have anything to say about these headaches? 53 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. But that's why there was no live show on Friday night, is because the dreaded eye, neck, headache had kicked in, and then it was followed by the nausea when I got in the car. But I will tell you, from now on, when I feel like that, I am not getting in the car. I don't know what it was. about being in the car, but it certainly exacerbated that problem, because I think I could have dealt with the headache. It was the moving around that caused the nausea, which made the problem 10 times worse. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody else ever had these? Well, maybe it was a migraine. I don't know. Migraine headaches, or headaches behind your eyes that bring on nausea. Or does anybody have any good explanation as to why being in a car would bring on nausea when you have a headache? I'm not really sure about that. You know, there are a bunch of things I want to do this week on this program that we're going to get to. So stay tuned all week. It's going to be very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
That sometimes odors can, I think, give people those headaches, like Pine Sol or, I don't know if Vaseline would, but I know my friend, she couldn't stand, like, odors.
Oh, really?
Strong odors.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think if anything. Well, you know what? I will tell you that I did some cooking. I normally don't do much cooking at home. And on Thursday night, I had done some cooking. And I don't know. Maybe there was smoke in the house. Maybe there was a different odor around. I don't know.
Well, I think it has to be something kind of strong. Like, I know certain odors for other people, you know, like Pine Sol is kind of strong and different stuff. And, I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Well, if I just had a way to get rid of it when it was coming on, that's... Now, how long did yours used to last duration-wise?
Like 7 in the morning to about 7 at night.
And then it would just ease up.
Yeah, if I drank water, it came up. But I know what yours is. You don't have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, you know what? So you think water is the key to getting rid of it?
No, I couldn't drink water. I couldn't take anything. But yours is, it's the oiliness coming out of you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Well, this could be a lifelong thing then. I don't know that we'll ever get rid of it.
No, I think there's so many of them. I forget one time that Jim Denal had them real bad, and that doctor that was on that show was prescribing medicine to him and his doctor, and the doctor got in trouble. He got, I don't think his license got taken away, but he got, I think, punished somehow, because Jim, I don't know whether he told him he was going to a doctor, and that doctor was never on the show again. Somehow he got into trouble, that doctor that used to be on that show years ago.
Right.
And I think Jim was taking some kind of medicine, because I think he had him really bad. And apparently this doctor didn't know that maybe it was some kind of a real, not a narcotic, but something. And you can go to the hospital when you have a real bad, and I didn't know this, and get a shot, too.
All right.
And that's supposed to help you.
Well, maybe I should have just went to the hospital, and I could have came and done the show Friday night.
Well, if you take any medicine, watch, because when this lady told me about, out of Osiris, she had the bookstore out there. And when she said her daughter had taken that medicine and laid down, and this is like 20 years ago or more, and stop and say, so you have to watch, you know, when some of that medicine they put you on, you got to watch it and stuff. So,
yeah,
I have to get off here because I can't get you anymore. I'm going to Columbus.
Okay, well, have a safe trip.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about these headaches? You know, I remember Jim Gunnell getting into some kind of a mess with a doctor. I did not know it was over headaches, though. Maybe I had missed that. I never really knew what the reason was or what he was doing. But maybe it all was over headaches. I'm going to try to avoid that issue. I don't have a resident doctor to go to get pain prescription for anything like that, but I'm okay today, so I guess that's the important thing. 740-383-9944, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Remember the big wrestling report from this past weekend coming up next hour, among other things. I'm sure that will be highly interesting. It was a big event over at Harding, but I think there was some kind of limit on tickets. I think there's still a lot of that going on because of the pandemic. So it probably was a little different than it had been in past years. But phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. What a nice weekend it was, and I hope everybody did spring ahead properly as we head into the spring. Well, and I think spring, again, they're moving spring around. I think now they're saying spring this year is going to come on March the 20th. I don't know why we don't leave it on the solstices where it would come on March 21st. We're always jumping this stuff around. And I have no idea why we have a predilection to jump these things around, these solstices. But apparently, if you listen to the meteorologist and you listen to all these people who've got bazillions of dollars of technical equipment, spring will come on the 20th, which I think is that Saturday? I think it is Saturday. And if you listen to me, it will come on the solstice, which will be Sunday, which, by the way, will be 50% daylight and dark. That happens in March, and that happens in September. We'll be back with the big wrestling report from 9:15 until 10 o'clock. Stay tuned.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt, people, to date him.